Hey, good late morning, early afternoon in the world of 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I hope you're doing well today. It's craziness here. Anyway, it's happy Thursday. Happy Thursday out there. It's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum show where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. Had a brain stop there. And I want to talk about a practical thing for sprint review today, because today is 3R Thursday, and I wanted to share some practical, what I would call a 1-2 punch in sprint review and a concept of that. Also, I'll remind everyone tonight, I'm going to be dropping Samara Andrews' interview. She talks about her program of getting rid of payday loans, working hard to get rid of it. She calls it Fund Shine. And I'm going to share that because I think it's important that as people get jobs and they think they got all this cash and they can spend all this money, and then lo and behold, they get stuck between a rock and a hard place, or something happens, you get stuck in these payday loans. I thought that would be a good thing. And I'm a big believer in doing a budget, figuring out your budget, figuring where your money's going, stuff like that. So it's a good topic for tonight. So see you tonight at 8 o'clock in the video world, and then podcast around 9 o'clock. And Bubbles here moving the camera and the microphone and everything because I stopped petting her. So she's like, I'm going to be causing trouble. Anyway, so here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring more value to the customer, not work so hard to bring that value to the customer, and have a little fun along the way. And today is our 3R Thursday, where we talk either requirements, reviews, or retros. And I know I've been lately talking a lot about reviews and stuff. I have reviews on the mind because I'm building a little presentation, a little PowerPoint, whatever you want to call it, about sprint reviews, the positive, negatives, how you can use it, what benefits are doing it. Because I'll be honest, there's a lot of companies out there I've worked with in the past over my career that would be like, oh, why do we need to do a sprint review? We review it with the client. Review with the product owner. What's with the sprint review? And I want to talk about my concept of a 1-2 punch. Bubbles, you just want to be in the show here. Look, okay, there's Bubbles. You happy now? she's just in it. I hope you saw the interview yesterday with Vasco Duarte on the Product Owner Summit 2024. It was a live one. I enjoyed talking to Vasco. I haven't talked to him in a while, so it was an interesting chat about professionalism for product ownership. Again, it's going on again today, so I encourage everyone to go over to their YouTube channel at Product Owner Summit, or go to their website and sign up. It's free stuff. You can watch it all throughout the day. I don't think it'll last forever how long it'll be on YouTube, but for now it is. Cattail. There wouldn't be a 5 a.m. Master Scrum show without a Bubbles cattail going across the screen. And Bubbles, can you sit? She is just in a mode right now. Really? Bubbles. Seriously. What is up? Jeez. Anyway, maybe it's because it's weird outside. I don't know. Maybe springtime. Flowers are blooming. Bubbles is going crazy. Anyway, let's get really on the topic here besides Bubbles walking across the screen and hitting in the camera. So the idea is this. I get this a lot of times. Why do I need to do a sprint review if I've already reviewed it with the product owner and I did a one-on-one? It was just me and the product owner. I get a lot of BAs. They would say that to me in the past. Well, why do we need to do a group and all that? And I can go into the whole group thing, but I just want to talk about feedback loops for now. There's other positives why you do a group thing and what's it for, and different side benefits of doing it this way that people don't realize, and it doesn't take any more effort to achieve them. But for today, I want to talk about feedback loop. So yeah, during the sprint, and I mentioned it yesterday during the conversation on a Product Owner Summit interview I had about professionalism for product owners. One of the things I mentioned is demonstrating working product through the sprint. So that's the one punch. The one punch is I went and gave a demo or had the product owner go over what I was creating, and they were good with it, or they had some feedback loop. So that's what I call the one punch, because that's a one-on-one feedback loop. Okay. So now you're getting that one-on-one feedback. That's punch one, right? Got that? Punch one. And then punch two. I should do a graphic with that. That would actually be pretty good. So, and punch two is when you do it with a group. Why do we do the group? One of the things that triggered me last night, I am mentoring a lot of founders who are starting companies. I joined up with the Founder Institute. I'm acting as a mentor for guides, and they're doing pitches for people to fund their activities. One of the things I noticed is that a lot of stuff was what they thought individually. Individually said, this is a good idea. Not saying it wasn't a good idea. They're all great ideas. My personal opinion, I thought they were great ideas. But what you really want is a group feedback loop. And that's what Sprint Review is about. Sprint Review is about not about a single person giving you information, but stakeholders, plural, giving you feedback. Maybe team members, plural, giving you feedback on what was built. Because yes, you can pass that, but you know what? When you have more than one eye on something, you get nuances or things you didn't think about. And that's what the two punch is, multiples. So more than one person giving you feedback on the product at the same time. Because here's what's going to happen. Those people also, if you did a group focus group versus individual focus groups, individuals, but if you do a group focus group, they're going to feed off each other, right? They're gonna feed off each other and give you feedback on what the other one said. Yeah, that was a good idea. Because I was doing that last night. Someone said that and said, you know what? I agree with you, what you just said about that observation. No, I second that observation. It's not the same. Yeah, I wasn't going to write that. I had a different perspective. But when they said it, I said, yeah, you know, that's a good point. And you know what? A good point on that is this, to go on top. So I was given feedback loop because I was in a group situation learning, listening to other people in the feedback group. So my feedback got better, or I reinforced the feedback from the other individual, because sometimes people can say, oh, that's just one person. But if you're in a group feedback situation and another person in the group says, yeah, no, that was a good point. No, I agree. My mind wasn't on that, focused on that point, but I would agree. So now you got two people agreeing with that piece of feedback. So that's why you do the 1-2 punch. Some people, like I said, will say, why do I need to do a sprint review if I already met with the product owner and we punched it out of the park and they were happy? The product owner also needs that sprint review where there's multiple people in there, so they get more than one, and they're just their own perspective, their own position, their own in the mindset. What is it? A group think for your own self. Of course you can promote. Yeah, I like that. That's good because I came up with it and I like it. What about all those other people? Do they like it? There's things that aren't getting picked up by the product owner that you get this feedback loop. And the whole idea is you do it as one group rather than 20 different little separate meetings, right? So you have a one-on-one, the one punch with the product owner or single stakeholders, and then you have a two punch when you meet with multiple people at the sprint review. So think about this two punch, 1-2 punch combination for sprint reviews and how to review your product when you go out there. You're going to want the multi-person feedback. And I want to give it one. It's not one or the other. It's actually both, right? A lot of people are out there like, well, I already got my feedback from a product owner. They approved it. We're done. No, you're not. Get that two punch, that multiple person feedback loop into your process so you can see how good your product really is. So that's what I have today. Don't forget Samara Andrews. She's going to be on tonight. We're going to talk about her fun shine and budgeting, and when you get a new job, and don't get caught up in the whole payday loan thing. And she's got an organization where she's trying to help people get out of that. So you might think it doesn't apply to me, but she's got stories of people in really nice parts of, we live in Pennsylvania, so nice parts of Pennsylvania. Maybe they got hit. Maybe, you know, you bought a house. You got a new job, and Bubbles is just driving me nuts. And you got a new job, right? And then the balloon insurance rates, or you got a variable rate loan. And now all of a sudden, oh man, there goes my insurance. I need money to pay my mortgage this month, so I'm going to go get a payday loan so I can make sure I got enough money covered. Now you get caught up in that payday loan thing. It never ends. And her program that Samara had came up with is to help people get out of that. So you never know when it's going to happen. So it might be a good thing to listen to, have an understanding what she's offering and some of the thoughts behind staying out of that. So with that, I'm going to wish you a great day. Happy Thursday. Happy scrumming. And we will see you tomorrow. And hopefully you'll see our interview tonight with Samara Andrew and her project. Thank you. Bye.